Well, just across the River Lee in Essex at Waltham Abbey is the Explosives Research and Development Establishment, which today occupies a site of the old Royal Gunpowder Factory. Well, one of its present-day staff is Malcolm McLaren, who looks back to its early days and tells us how and why the old factory came to Waltham.
Its world began in about the 17th century, when we have the records of Thomas Fuller, who is the was the local minister here. And he wrote in his History of the Worthies of England about the manufacture in his parish of gunpowder. There is an early reference in 1561 to some correspondence between an Italian and John Tamworth, who was a resident here, but we don't know of the existence of the mills at that time.
Taking us further towards the present day, the mills in fact were taken out of private ownership and into public ownership in, I think, 1867.
1787, they were taken over by the government from the Walton family, who had had them for about 100 years.
Briefly, how do you make gunpowder?
Well, gunpowder was made by mixing the three ingredients, saltpeter, sulfur, and charcoal. Saltpeter and sulfur being imported, and after refining, were ground and mixed with the charcoal, which was produced on the site. They were then incorporated in water mills, being rolled on stone beds under stone runners, and then this process provided the gunpowder with the power it had.
Was it dangerous?
It was dangerous, and in the early days, several explosions occurred in the manufacture of gunpowder, but also the learned societies were called upon to provide the information wanted at the time, and as a result, the safety rules for gunpowder and explosives manufacture came into being.
Now, of course, gunpowder is hardly used today, is it?
No, hardly at all.
Did this development, or this use, I should say, of gunpowder result in the closure of this factory as a gunpowder manufacturing plant in 1946?
No, it wasn't solely that, because in the middle of the 19th century, the two chemical explosives, gun cotton or nitrocellulose and nitroglycerin, were being developed, and these were manufactured on the site here. And later they were mixed together with other ingredients, and cordite was being manufactured here.
Now, of course, today your work accomplishes, your work spreads over a vast field, I believe.
Oh, yes. Not only do we cover explosives work, but we also cover materials work. An example of this would be the short fiber reinforcement of metals and plastics. And we have developed processes here for the incorporation of short fibers into lined structures to provide this reinforcement.
And this is carbon fiber, I believe.
Carbon fiber is used, chopped carbon fiber, which is discontinuous. But we have, as I say, produced these processes which give the alignment, and therefore we can combine the properties available through the continuous fiber with the ease of fabrication which comes with the discontinuous fiber.
In other words, you're ending up with a material which, whilst extremely light, is extremely strong.
Oh, yes, indeed. And it is for applications in weight saving areas where this comes into play.
Nice to know that after some 400 years of work here, instead of producing explosives, you're producing materials, I suppose, for peaceful uses.
Well, this is so.
Well, Wolfenkross back on the...